When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But I wanted to start really quickly while we have a moment with the Washington Nationals, who yesterday did spend $9 million in real money. So I give them credit for that.
Hey,
they spent $9 million, not in Monopoly money. But they went out and they kicked the tires on and acquired a pitcher who struggled last year pretty immensely. Former top prospect with the Braves, Mike Soroka, was a runner-up in the Rookie of the Year vote. His first year in the big leagues was an all-star, actually, early in his career. But in 2020, in the pandemic year, he got hurt and barely played. And then he missed all of 21 and all of 22. So most teams looked at his body of work from this past season with the White Sox, where he was really bad as a starter and really good out of the bullpen, and most teams said, we'll pay you a little bit of money as a reliever. The Nationals, to acquire him, from what I can tell, were the team that said, we're going to give you a spot in the rotation, we'll give you $9 million, and we'll give you a chance to recapture your career. So we chose Washington, and that's kind of where they're at now.
That's where they got with Trevor Williams, the same process,
exactly,
right?
Exactly. Like in their rebuild, that's kind of the deal at this point. So I don't hate the move. It's a little more money than I would have probably paid for Mike Soroka. But in the same way that when someone goes for a fourth down and doesn't get it, I'm not going to beat them up because I like the idea of being aggressive. I cannot be angry when the Nats spend any money. This is a low risk, potentially decent reward move. Worst case scenario, Danny, you move him to the bullpen and he ends up.
He's an expensive reliever. He's
being overpaid, like not very good middle reliever. But there is also a path to him being a five-and-dive quality, decent fifth starter.
So he changed his pitch mix last year a little bit when he went to the bullpen and experienced more success. Maybe that pitch mix that he switched to can now be used as a starter, right? It's not as if he just abandoned something. He's, you know, a little bit more four-seam fastball, to go with his breaking ball.
His numbers, by the way, against his slider and his four-seamer were marvelous.
Yeah.
He got just rocked when he would throw his sinker.
Right, so he pretty much abandoned his sinker, right? So maybe that's what you do now, that you find something like that and a value where nobody else did. That's what you do when you're on a shoestring budget. The problem is they're on a shoestring budget. That $9 million could have gone to Kyle Finnegan, and I'd rather have, you know, if it works out, 150 innings out of Mike Soroka than innings from Kyle Finnegan. That's basic math, and that's fine. The point is the idea that it's impossible to fathom doing both things is outrageous still. So, again, I'm happy they signed Mike Soroka. I'm into it. I think it's smart. I think it's shrewd. I think they're hoping that they found something where no one else did. Maybe it's a trade candidate if he's throwing well. I have no idea. But the point is, it feels like, look, see what we did? You use the money. That was should have been Finnegan's to sign that guy, and it's not that much of a big deal.
Here's the bigger issue to me. Today, Christian Walker, who is one of the players that I was told that they liked the most in this free agent market, who a lot of the baseball people in Washington have kind of highlighted since late last season as, here's a guy we'd like to go sign, agreed to a deal, according to reports, for $60 million over 3 years, so $20 million AAV, to play for the Houston Astros. The Nationals were kind of nowhere to be found at the end of that negotiation. This is the market well below the top of the line sluggers. They have not really in any meaningful way been linked to Pete Alonso. Their name, the team name, has come up occasionally. But I would say the exact same thing about some of the other top bats. There's a 40-homer bat from Baltimore.
Yeah, it's come up in a this-would-make-sense-for-them kind of way, not in a they're-linked-to-him kind of way.
So at this point, I would say that the Nationals, as far as power, which costs a lot of money, are not only not in the top tier, but the middle tier first base slugger, because of his age, who wasn't going to get more than 20, was only going to sign for a couple to 3 years. They also weren't in on that market. So I know that we're not supposed to be upset yet, according to all the blogs out there that love the Nationals. But let me know when it's time that we can start being upset. Because it's starting to look, as we had predicted a couple weeks ago, like this offseason is headed toward a light spending, not particularly impactful free agency, which is not what this was supposed to be.
Yeah, you're in the Ty France tier now, if that's even a thing.
This was supposed to be the offseason where they spent, where they got aggressive, where they married the young guys like James Wood and Dylan Cruz and C.J. Abrams to some impacts, veteran players. You know, they're going to end up probably with like Anthony Rizzo or Paul Goldschmidt, if I had to guess, at first base. And those guys have resumes and have played in World Series and All-Star games, and so you'll be able to trick some people into being pretty fired up. But that is not what this offseason should have been about, in my opinion. Hopefully there's still a move or two that we don't see coming that hits us in the face here in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, you could spend $30, $40, $50, $60 million and still be well below some of the elite teams in baseball by, you know, $100 million, give or take. My worry and my fear is that this ownership group, and I guess this is not based on anything other than just, you know, reading the same stuff that you guys are, looks at it and goes, well, money's coming out of our accounts and going to players, Scherzer, Strasburg, and others. What's the difference? In other words, like, we don't have the money. The money's the money. So whereas we're going, your Major League Baseball team payroll needs to be higher, their response might be the money's leaving our account either way. Not that they know the difference. They'll be better if they spend money. But the point is, I don't think the money's there. I think they're still tied up with the $36 million bucks plus that's going to Strasburg. However much, $7 million I think it is, that's still owed to Scherzer in deferments. To me, this is the central issue, is that they just don't have it. And they're not willing to spend it what they don't have.